The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
So we went through this 4 years ago, Florida deciding to move its primary and creating all sorts of headaches for the Democrats in the 2008 election. This time it's the Republicans who will have the headaches, but Florida is determined, it appears, to move their primary to January 31st, which has implications for those states which have traditionally held the early primaries, Iowa, New Hampshire. Iowa, of course, has a caucus. New Hampshire has a primary. Nevada has a primary. South Carolina has a very important primary, a primary that is growing in importance. Joining us now are Chad Connolly, South Carolina's GOP chairman. We're also joined by Republican political strategist Terry Holt. Holt served as the national spokesman for the Bush-Cheney campaigns in 2000 and 2004. Chad and Terry, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks for having us.
What do you think, Chad, and I know you have a dog in this fight here, so you're not maybe the best person to ask, but what's Florida's aspiration here? It can't just be to annoy people in South Carolina, right?
Well, no. I get what they want. I mean, they want to be more relevant in the process. You know, my question to those guys every time I've talked to them, and I've developed friendships with the former chairman who just passed away, the new chairman, even met with staffers from the governor's staff and other representatives down there at the RNC meeting in Tampa. And I believe that what I couldn't get them to understand, and I think they've been told plenty of times, is Florida's always going to be relevant. It's not like our candidates are going to ignore Florida. But what they've done, if they really go through with this January 31st threatened date, is they've compressed the calendar into a chaotic mess.
And Terry Holt, would you go along with that? And what do you say to the argument that, in fact, Florida may be a better state to begin in because it contains a lot of very energized voters, constituencies whose issues are often at the center of the campaign, and it's a much more diverse state than some of the others in the early primaries?
All true, but the four big races at the beginning of this process are really great in combination. And forgive me, but I'm not sure it would matter which one would be in which sequence spot, because I think that Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida pack a powerful punch as the opening first round of a presidential contest. Big and small, all combined, the South, a state with a lot of independence like Florida in the mix there at the end of that sequence. I like the way that they set up for putting us on the right track for a good season. You know, I sympathize with Florida's position. I think maybe some state-focused politics may be in play here, but they occupy a great spot on the calendar the way it is already.
And where is their primary at this point in the world?
Well, you have the New Hampshire and Iowa process, and then South Carolina and Florida in that very short window at the very beginning of the process. And right now, I think they're right behind South Carolina in fourth place. Isn't that correct?
Well, actually, they wanted to be fifth, which was right behind us.
Right.
And they said, they even told me that they were going to go that very first Saturday in March and really not violate the RNC rules or the spirit of the rules if they stayed in March. But then moving into, you know, January and jumping on these other states, it really does scramble the mix. I totally agree with what Terry's saying. They already held a very important spot. But now what's going to happen when one state jumps in and thumbs their nose at the rules of the RNC, then you're going to have a lot of other states that feel emboldened to do the same thing.
It's Chad Connolly, South Carolina GOP chairman, who's concerned that South Carolina's primary might be usurped in some sense if Florida moves their primary to January 31st from sometime in March, which it appears Florida is going to try and do. Terry Holt, why is this a conflict between states' rights and GOP party rules? It seems to me the party has the greater interest here in the primary process, and you guys just sort of get together and figure it out.
Well, that's right. That's been the tradition that the party itself determines its rules and determines the schedule for its rules. I think that's the way to go. This is still a strong two-party country, and it seems to me that that's the way it ought to be. If the RNC, which is really, I mean, even though fundamentally American tradition, it's still more of a confederacy than it is a republic. Each of these states has pretty much the same rights sitting around the RNC table, and so you have this struggle that goes on every 4 years. But, you know, I think, you know, in my mind, you know, Florida and South Carolina together are really strong indicators of where the Republican Party is, and I think that it is best that all states sort of go with the package that is voted on at the RNC. I think that makes the most sense for the country and for the party.
So it's a little, the challenge for the RNC is a little like the NFL trying to keep the big shot owners in tow there, right?
Well, except that, you know, Florida has the same number of votes in this process that Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina have. In the NFL, if you're Dallas or you're New York, you have a bigger market. You can push people around more. But in this case, they have the
equal
same
votes.
Level of power.
All right. Chad Connolly, hold on just one second. Terry, let me get a sense from you as a Republican political strategist on the national level. I mean, if you go into Iowa, you're one kind of candidate. If you go into New Hampshire, it's another kind of candidate. And you go into South Carolina, it's another kind of candidate, typically, because the states are fundamentally different. Now, you say it packs a great punch, but do you consider it to be a success if you come out of South Carolina's primary with three different winners? I would think that would be not a success, a failure, Terry Holt. And
well,
Florida would be a better deal.
You don't necessarily get different winners, but you do have different kinds of contests. You know, the Iowa caucus process is a process unlike any other and demands a very focused organization that can get people motivated to go out on a very cold night and sit around for a very long time. New Hampshire is more of a microcosm for how to run a primary campaign. And as you go down in the sequence and the states get bigger, you have to continually demonstrate more strength in different ways.
Right.
And I think it's the combination that makes it potent, that they're all slightly different. They don't, and in fact, I think I could get backed up here. I don't think that they often have wildly different results. They build upon each other in a
right.
momentum.
Terry Holt, Republican political strategist, was the national spokesman for the Bush-Cheney campaigns in 2000 and 2004. Chad Connolly, what does South Carolina do if Florida moves to January 31st quickly?
Well, we're going to move in front of them, and I don't think it just makes this process less relevant. It makes every state less relevant because the calendar is so compressed.
And harder for candidates because you got to win big in the early going if Florida enters. So Chad Connolly, South Carolina GOP chairman, thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
Talking about Florida's decision to move its primary, not clear yet, but looks like it's going to happen, to January 31st. Saturday is the deadline for states to finalize their primary plans.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.